Iris, I-R-I-S, Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z. Miss Iris is 85. She's an 80-year-old. No. She's a 90? Let's see. She's a 91-year-old woman who's been certified for hospice care at home. She's currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, both systolic and diastolic combined. Patient has associated shortness of breath, decreased weight, decreased appetite. Bouts of confusion, weakness, debilitation. Her confusion puts her at FAST score of 6C. ADL dependency, she also has a PPS score of 50%. She lives with her daughter Denise, D-E-N-N-I-S, who's her primary caregiver, period. Most of the time, she's oriented to person and place, but she's having more bouts of confusion where she's only oriented to person only. Her shortness of breath puts her at Class 4 New York Heart Association with shortness of breath at rest, which gets much worse with activity. She also has Alzheimer's dementia, given her FAST score that was mentioned above, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. She also has dyspnea, anxiety, agitation related to her both hospice diagnosis and her Alzheimer's dementia. She requires pain via morphine sulfate solution every 2 to 4 hours to keep her pain free, as well as to keep her breathing under control, because she does have a rather severe air hunger related to her congestive heart failure. This remains poor given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live, and she definitely meets the criteria for hospice care at home under congestive heart failure, both systolic.